tax guy, so we're gonna.
Oh,
wait. I'm gonna call him and.
Your tax guy, Jerry, or what is his name?
Danis.
Danis, yeah.
Danis Deeb.
I thought you said Danis, and I'm like,
you did say Danis.
What just happened?
Danis the anus.
Danis the anus. Tax guy from anus. Holland or something overseas. That's Danish, man.
A Danish tax guy. That'd be fun. Yeah, I guess people don't know. I'm going to start my own business. Yeah, as you know, I quit fucking Brothers, that shit fest fuck factory. And I said, I'm going to do me and not fuck around with stupid companies, I guess.
So this episode is sponsored by Dalton's company, Milk Me Reconstruction. Yeah,
it's going to be Milkmeisters LLC.
every job ends fucking with a milk from you. Yeah.
God.
A little bit of your all-purpose
payment
money.
Can be paid in cash, check, or milking Dalton.
Or milking. I will accept milking as payment.
You bring your own milking table everywhere you go. Yeah.
All it is a slab of plywood, 4 2x4s holding up with a hole.
That I got some hinges on it though, so I can fold it and transport it.
Yeah.
It's got to be transportable if I'm bringing that fucker everywhere.
Why does your beer pong table have one hole in the middle of it? Don't ask questions. There's a bucket underneath. Don't ask questions.
Don't worry about it. It's my business.
Nothing like a good milking, you know?
So I've been being told by some new listeners that they can't tell the difference between me and Dalton's voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Open up your fucking ears.
That's impressive.
Damn. Right.
My voice, because like when I'm watching everything get recorded, you guys, your fucking wavelengths are so much higher than mine, and I just have like little blips. Like,
it's because we don't have volume control in our bodies.
You got that.
That's super true.
You got that low, just dad voice. But
I'm just
good.
Not a loud person.
You're not.
You guys.
Well, when you get loud, it's. I've realized more and more, like when I get into my happy time modes, I can't control the volume of my voice, and I'm very aware of it, and I can't stop myself. Nice. Especially I got the headphones on. So I'll be like playing Smite or some shit like that. And I'll be like, I'll say something and I'll be like, I think I just yelled at the top of my lungs.
Like, I can't
figure it out.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened? I'm like, okay, I have to be very, okay. When I say something, then I'll say it slower, but mm-hmm. not quieter. So it sounds even worse.
God damn. If I'm gaming, like I have my volume up pretty loud, and so those fuckers are noise canceling. So like when if I'm talking to somebody, I'm just like, oh yeah, yeah, oh okay. Like I just do not have a fucking sense of how loud I'm being.
Does Brie ever just like,
yeah,
hey,
she fucking,
why are you yelling?
It. Yeah, she.
I'm not.
It. She's like, you don't need to yell. I'm not yelling. No, you fucking said that so loud. I'm not yelling.
Just talking.
She's like, I can hear everybody else through your headphones. I can literally hear them perfect, and I'm 30 feet away from you. Turn them down.
I do the same.
Nothing's louder than Dalton's headphones, though. When I put those on that one time, I put them on. I heard something. I threw them off my freaking head because it startled me.
Surround myself in the sound, baby.
You got to get full immersive.
It is a little obnoxiously loud, but it works for me.
Well, you guys also have your TV a lot louder, too, than most human beings, I think.
Your TV? Dude, you can,
a TV?
You can put that TV up to 100 and you can barely hear it.
I know. It's fucking garbage.
Whenever I would stay over at your house, I'd put it on like 12. I could hear it fine.
I know some things, like if you go on YouTube on that TV, YouTube gets fucking loud.
Yeah.
And there's certain things, and then, or if you just go on there and it's just, yeah, you crank it to fucking 80 and it sounds like you have it on 20.
Well, even like certain videos on YouTube are so quiet compared to, so like I've listened to one like music video or something like that. And then mm-hmm. I'll listen to one that's like more like an edited, some other person did it, not like Vino, whatever it's called.
Vino.
And theirs is way louder because they actually just upped it. You know what I mean? It bumps harder.
Yeah, because you can, like, when you're uploading videos, some platforms have it to where you, as you upload the video, you can choose like upload volume, and that's fucking nice. But I don't know. People kind of just it. I mean, to be fair, it is kind of hard to understand like how low you should go on your computer or what, like for when I'm doing this, it's like,
oh yeah,
okay, what volume, what low volume is a comfortable listening volume for everything else. And then how do I match that with the audio that has already been recorded? Cause like with this, if you start bumping up that volume, it like blows out the words, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I guess like I just started almost.
Yeah. I can up the volume, but it makes it like too loud to where the audio is super crunchy and fuzzy and shit.
Gross.
And it doesn't actually like raise the clarity level. It's just like fucking blown out.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking annoying, but
makes sense.
It works.
As long as it works. Me and so Barry got to turn into a almost like a final destination.
Oh God.
So you probably didn't hear it. So Ben and Barry know, but for you guys that don't know, my dad was in a car accident yesterday. Start off saying he's okay. He is a completely different breed of human being. I was on Highway 52, smoked a 10 point buck, and then was hit by a semi.
That's 10 points.
Yeah. Going 70 miles per hour. He was good. Airbag went off. Luckily, he didn't get chucked into the oncoming lane. He hit that center median, but walked away. I think he had pretty good concussion, scratches, bruises. I'm sure he's sore than fuck today.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But then he went to work. He's like, I got to go to work. And when I tell him about that, I was like, why did you go to work yesterday? So he got hit by a fucking semi at 70. Smoked a deer in the front, got hit in the back. I was like, Dad, why did you go to fucking work? He goes, that's just what I do. I was like, okay. He goes, nothing like that's going to take me out. He goes, the only two things that are going to take me out is if I get hit by a UFO or a meteor. That's what he says.
Like, oh, not abducted, like, not shot down, not anything. Just hit by a UFO.
Just a fucking flying saucer is just going to come barreling out of the sky and smoke my dad. I don't know. But he went to work and then he wasn't like sore yet, I guess. And he goes, yeah, I started to not be able to move real well. So I just went home. But I was like, you're a whole different human. You're a whole different breed that I've ever met. He goes, yeah, I'm just not really a wussy. And I was like, okay, Jesus. Yeah, I'm
ultimately just not a fucking puss.
God, but he does that shit. He's broken every fucking bone in his hand. And like, he just doesn't go to the doc. He just goes. He's a fucking tank. I don't know. Oh, that was dope. But anyway, so this happens to my dad. Find out he's okay. Scary call. Go through and this was like happened at like 6 in the morning. I think I found out about 10. And so the day goes by. And then Barry texts me at like, it was like 7 that night.
Yeah. So I text Dalton. I'm like, so something happened pretty much. I sent him a picture. My mom also got into a car accident. And
same fucking day.
Fuck? Yeah, same fucking day. And is honestly very lucky to still be alive.
That picture was scary.
Yeah. So she was on the highway. She lives down in Florida. And she was like blocked in by like two semis or two big trucks or something. And the truck in front of her's plywood came loose and started barreling down the highway at her and they couldn't get left or right.
The plywood?
Yep. And
dude, that's terrifying.
Literally scary.
Behind a fucking
inches
semi.
Away yeah. from like where her head is where it bounced off the hood, it looks like, and slammed up into the windshield. And I have a picture of it here, but I can show you real quick.
Yeah. Your mom's in the picture, in the seat, yeah, to like give perspective and hold, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
fuck,
dude. They were honestly close from getting their fucking
like
heads taken
inches
off.
Away. From
yeah, yeah. Fucking like literally, and she came out with just some minor scrapes and bruises.
Thank God.
Like nothing at all. It was her husband, and my aunt. So her sister, because my aunt was with them on vacation, stuff like that. And yeah, just out of nowhere, I get a text going, "We're okay." And just 9 pictures of this fucking decimated fucking front end of a car.
God damn.
Like the inside, everything's blown open and stuff too. Like,
what the fuck are the odds of that happening on that, all that in one day?
Well, that mixed in is just like I text Dalton, I'm like, pretty sure her parents are probably going to be on a flight back in the day when they were younger and the flight got canceled or they got like taken away from the flight for some reason and the flight crashed or some shit. Yeah. So final destination starting and now, you know, round 2, they just survived it. So we're on final destination 3 where my mom's going to be in a fucking tanning bed or some shit.
Shit was fucking.
It won't open.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking blows my mind. It's like, once again, more proof that I'm actually in a coma and everyone around me is just, you know, artificially generated. Just as an NPC.
Simulation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight simulation game out here.
It's too many coincidences, man.
Where's the point system? I'd like to know what points we're gaining here or losing, I guess.
Right.
Am I winning or fucking losing at this point?
Everything renders as I see it, and all the memories you have render as I make you render them. So you believe that you actually have a life, but really it's just my own life.
I want to say something, but there's no like real wood in here to knock on.
We got some of this stuff that looks like wood.
Yeah, I'm just going to not say it.
You can knock on my wood, baby boy.
Yeah. Everybody get hard.
Shit just gets fucking goes real soft.
Jokes on you. I am bummed. Hard. Just that small.
I was just going to say, like, I haven't had any like near misses.
I've had a couple. No,
I electrocute myself all the time because it's kind of funny.
Well, electrocute means that you died. Electrocution is the act of dying from being electrocuted.
Yeah, but I haven't been like fully grasped on anything. So like at work, so for people who don't know, I do fucking construction cable for Comcast and I do coax fiber. Anyways, so like the node is what powers the entire block. So they have power shunts in there. It's 90 volts. And we're doing this overnight job. That fucking Dayton one.
Oh, God.
And we had to cut some lines, take out equipment, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's power on that line, 90 volts flying through there. So I have to go pull the power shunt. And it's basically just a fucking car fuse, like the bigger ones.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
20 amp ones. And you gotta pull it out. Some people use fucking needle nose, they'll use a fucking actual fuse puller. No shit made for it. And I pulled it out, no problem.
Can we safely assume you used your hand?
Yeah. Yeah, no gloves, no nothing. Just imagine that
was going. You know, just raw dog out.
It, pull it out. The guys do their thing. I cut in some shit. I circle back around to go put power back on. And I held it. Two fingers on each side.
Yep.
And I fucking just lined it up and I just fucking jamming it. Because if you fuck up and you blow that fuse 9 times out of it, so there's a separate power supply. And sometimes that can be like blocks away. And if you fuck up, there's batteries. There's like big marine batteries in there and you will fucking blow them up.
Holy shit.
They'll blow that entire cabinet apart.
Really? For putting a fuse in wrong?
For bucking power. Like if you put it in the wrong spot.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And the power is sent from fucking both directions, it will just fucking.
Oh my God. People have
blown power supply cabinets off of poles. And like, it's basically like you watch a transformer just explode.
Damn. Okay.
Great movie.
So I take it.
True.
Two fingers holding it. I don't even know what I could describe because nobody holds anything like this. A finger on each side. And I just jam it.
I know exactly what holds like that. When you're trying to get a piece of paper out of the copier or fax machine, you just grab it just with your thumb and fingertips, barely diligently touching it because for some reason you think like, oh, I can't wrinkle this in the slightest bit. Yeah. It's the most important piece of paper of my entire life.
Hey, there you go.
So I'm holding it bare hand and then I fucking line it up and I just quick jam it in and I see some fucking sparks. I was like, fuck. So I call. Is it fucking back on? I didn't blow anything up. He goes, well, I didn't hear any explosions, so I think we're good. I was like, cool. And so like I wanted to, you know, make sure that it was in all the way, not thinking it's got the two fucking little pieces of metal prongs, basically testing points on the top of that fuse.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I just took my thumb flat, push it in, and my fucking fingers hit both of those connectors.
Oh,
and
no.
I was grounded and I was just like, fuck. All right. I think it's in there enough. And I just fucking close it up and bounce. But dude, I do that all the time. Everybody has like power meters and shit on their trucks. And I always just like, well, fucking just touch it. Yes. They're like, is there power on here? And I'm like, I don't know.
Whap.
Yeah, there's power.
Yeah,
but that one, dude, when they're coming straight from the node, it's like full power. Because usually you'll lose a little bit of power for distance and shit. When it's at that node, though, bro, you fucking feel that thing tickling your penis. Like your whole body just gets a fucking hot wave.
Speaking of that, so I think you were here for, we were there when I blew the power in that guy's house during a side job by grouting.
Oh,
I got three stories coming your way.
Okay.
Which one was that?
The one that tipped me in weed.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you don't even do drugs. What'd you do with it?
I don't. All I did was I planted it. You know, you get back to Mother Nature. You know, I just planted it out in the middle of the woods and said, hey, you know what? Here you go, Mother Nature. I have no idea how weed works.
Do as you may with this. Yeah, I
remember what you're talking about. Of the earth gets returneth to the earth.
Give a nature prayer.
But I was grouting, and just, you know, we have the when you're setting a backsplash, you have the plates off the outlets and everything. Well, something was obviously not connected correctly, or me just being an asshole because I have a wet fucking sponge going across. You know, live equipment that I believe I thought was the power was, you know, turned off for that area. It was not. And I told Dalton, like, when we grout, I'm going to do it because I don't want you, you know, you have a wedding. This is right before his wedding. So it's like, you have a wedding to actually participate in. I can die. That's fine. You can't.
I'll sacrifice.
So I'm grouting away and I shocked myself a little bit. And I was like, oh, Jesus, bro.
Try not to be a distraction. I'm fucking spilling coffee all over the place.
Not to like totally cut your fucking conversation. But fucking Dalton Christ. Literally put coffee in a big mug. In a big, like, fucking mug cup with a top on it.
Trying to,
like a thermos.
He goes, dude, this is going to be our thermos. This thing keeps shit hot as fuck. If anybody wants coffee, I'll just bring this up. And he goes to pour it, and it's such a fucking like wide mouth that it just runs over the fucking cup. And half of the coffee's on the couch. Then he goes, fuck. So he takes the fucking lid off and tries to pour it again. And it does the exact same thing and just runs all over the table. So, dude, fuck yeah.
That was a big fuck up. All right, sorry, Barry. Continue. Right, I really fucked that whole scenario up.
But, yeah, so I go over once. I shocked myself a little bit. I'm like, see, this is why you're not going to do this, blah, blah, blah. Then I go over the same spot again. And next thing we know is we hear a little crackle pop type of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not really moving off the outlet for a second because I feel like I can't move. And the power goes out in the entire house. I fucking blew something by doing that.
Were you stuck on the sponge?
Yeah.
Yeah, because fucking traveling, son.
And then another side job we're all doing, I had Ben come out to help with the outlets and everything. And whoever wired this outlet was a fucking just nutcase.
The whole house is fucked.
The whole house
is that the
wired,
one in Columbia Heights?
St. Anthony.
It is. Yep.
But so we were looking at it and we're like, how do we turn the power off this fucking outlet? We're trying everything. Not a single switch does it.
Oh, yeah.
You pretty much have to turn off 9 fucking fuses to get it's wired into everything. Everything connects to this one outlet. It's like a black hole
junction.
Fucking fuckery.
Yeah.
And so Ben's fucking with it. I'm right next to him, you know, being his little helper boy. And next thing I know, as I hear a boom and green sparks are flying through the fucking air. I just look at Ben. I'm like, you good? He goes, yeah.
What did I hit it with?
You had some sort of like pliers or something.
Was it my lineman's probably?
Probably. It was fucking hilarious.
I cut it and it was still fucking. We go, oh, it's off. So I cut it and it's fucking still live.
Just boom.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome, dude. I love electricity.
Dude, electricity is crazy. It's scary.
It's cool, but scary.
And then speaking of explosions, yesterday at work, I'm on a... What's that? JLG? That's what they call them again. I can never get the lettering right.
Well, I mean, it's basically a lift with big four tires. JLG just happens to be the one that makes that one.
Got it.
Or, you know, whatever one you're using, but it's just like a fucking basket lift.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I was in one of those and I go down and go mix up some more shit and stuff. And next thing I know, I hear like a kind of sound.
Oh god.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I go back and look and there's like I didn't hear everyone else was talking about they heard like some sort of bang or something, but it looks like one of the sprinklers popped and it looked like a goddamn land whale was just spewing water for about 45 minutes. This thing was probably about 3 stories in the air of just a fucking jet of water.
Jesus.
Just pouring up over and over and over again.
Did you run over the sprinkler head, dude?
Nah, dude, no one's near it. Not a single person. I think they were trying to do some sort of like pressure test or something.
Oh, maybe.
But fucking just starts spewing. The kid that was in the lift that I was on fucking is up there just bitching because he's getting soaked and he can't really go down right now because he's got to get, egg grouting. So you let the grout sit to the point where it's almost completely cured. Mm-hmm. And then you score it with something metal or wood to get it down to the texture you need. So he can't go back down because it's like 70 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
So if he goes down, that shit's going to be completely whited over. We're cutting everything out and redoing it. So he's up there just getting blasted away with the water pretty much.
So was it an underground sprinkler system that was going off? I wonder if they were blowing the lines out.
It could have been because
I don't know why they would have done it like 2 weeks ago, but
they blew it out.
They could have been doing that.
And it kept going and going until the water was barely there. Then it just looked like a devil's hell mouth spewing steam.
Out.
All of the fucking ground.
They were blowing the lines out.
And you just hear, as loud as possible for about an hour because that thing's just spewing up and it's just, oh my God. I go around and I'm like, hey, who popped the hydrant? Let's go play in the water, boys.
Take your shirts off. Let's get gay.
It was so fucking funny. It's like, oh Jesus. It's twice now that for some reason, water just fucking is everywhere on this job site. They're draining out some other pipes or some shit. I'm looking over. It's under our scissor lift. And water's just pouring out of the side of the wall. I'm like, did a pipe fucking burst?
Good God.
And my buddy runs over and goes, what? And he looks and goes, oh, no, damn it. I was hoping you said actually a pipe did burst. That'd be funny. No, they're draining their fucking water again. It's like a fire hydrant pressure coming out of the wall of this building.
Jesus, fuck.
Fucking ridiculous. And it's like, okay, there's a reason why. I mean, we have the guys that we're renting these lifts from coming out every other week to fix them. Because either I guarantee you between the snow, between the water, everything is getting shot up at them. They don't lift anymore. Everything we're on is unlevel. There is a day where we don't have actual like wood that should be used to stabilize those like arms that come out and level out the thing before you pick up the scissor lift.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, 4 2x4s, one piece of plywood, two more random pieces of wood. So it's up like this high off the ground, leveling out the entire fucking scissor lift that goes up three stories.
Dude, fuck that.
It is hilarious. And then it's like at a slant like this, so it's got to tilt itself to there to
get
it to go up.
You guys should just get bucket trucks.
Dude, honestly, I wish my company would do anything like that.
Dude, bucket trucks are so fucking cool.
I'm surprised that they even did this. Usually it's like, oh, just figure it out type of thing. For a while, we had guys bag grouting on ladders.
Fuck that.
Awful.
It is a nightmare. We had people setting stone on ladders. It was dumb.
Dude. I got kind of two stories. Think about the ladders. So that Dayton job, there was, so I don't know how long this equipment's been there. Must have been fucking forever because there was a piece of equipment that was now in between two garages. It was maybe like 3 feet, maybe four at most in between each garage. And then there's a pole and you can't get a fucking ladder there. So my coworker gaffed it, which is hooks and a fucking belt, and you fucking climb the damn thing. Still couldn't get out far enough to reach the fucking equipment. So he had to grab the extension ladder, 26 footer. Damn thing was straight up in the air, 20 feet. And he had to climb that.
Fuck that.
And he brought, we used Meal Tape. Meal Tape has like a 2,500 pound test on it. So he climbed straight up with his fucking climbing belt on. Straps the ladder to the strand because there's like the wire that goes across. Straps that to the strand and his fucking ladder so that he could lean back because he's like basically hanging almost backwards.
And then God.
Then he took the Meal Tape and like wrapped it around. I did the same thing, dude. Sometimes you have to because like phone strand usually is a little bit lower than like your cable strand. Depending, sometimes you have to take your climbing belt, take your lanyard and wrap it around the cable strand and then get off of your ladder and sit or walk on the fucking telephone strand.
Jesus, fuck, that's so sketchy.
And shimmy your way across. I mean, you can, the strand holds so much fucking weight. You can literally just fucking lanyard yourself off and just hang there for ever.
Damn. Like,
it's not going to break, dude. But dude, watching him fucking trying to climb the ladder damn near backwards between two garages. Like, dude, fuck that. Fuck
no,
all
thank you.
That's what we had to deal with a little bit on certain spots. I showed you the landings of those areas I was in where it's like a 5 foot gap.
And you guys don't even use belts.
No, we don't. We just we dig a ladder into this loose ass dirt and then we hope that's going to hold.
Oh.
And like, so the setup was I had to go up to the second floor. So it's not, it's probably like a 30 foot drop on some of these, maybe 20 foot. I don't know. Something like that.
Probably, yeah. Probably around 20.
Like it's a little 26. Bit taller than where we're at right now, probably.
Oh, not too bad.
So not horrible. But the thing about it is I have 5 foot of clearance in the ground of loose dirt. And then behind that is a rock wall that drops down another 20 to 40 feet.
Jesus.
And then it drops down another 5 to 6 feet after that, after another rock retaining wall. It's covered in metal. Like chicken wire type shit to hold it together.
Ooh.
So we don't have enough room to actually like tilt the ladder how we're supposed to. Like you're saying, going straight up. Ours wasn't straight up, but it was more of probably at like, if you're looking at a clock instead of being at midnight, we're down to like 10 at the when we're lucky, but usually at 11. So we're like almost straight up.
Yep.
And then my job on that part was to give them everything they needed from the outside. So I'd be up and down on that ladder, and I'm carrying 5 gallon buckets of, spec mix, which is 80 pound bags. So that mixed in with water. So I have a full bucket of that. Oh, you need 3 points of contact on these ladders, you know, because that's why you don't have to be harnessed off on anything. You have to be harnessed off on a fucking goddamn boom lift that has railings all around it. When's
the
last time
the person who told you that was in an OSHA 10 training?
Right?
Yeah, no shit.
Because anything over 6 feet, you're supposed to be lanyard off, which I find hilarious because most people are 5 to 6 feet and there's also nothing. What are you going to lanyard off to? Your ladder that tips over?
Yeah, there's nothing.
I got a story about that, by the way.
Just fucking.
But so I'm carrying this shit up and it's like I'm literally. So I have my left arm on the rail.
Yep.
Feet on the fucking rails too. Right arm's like being yanked out of its socket by this 5 gallon bucket of fucking bullshit. And it's like, all right, every time I take a step, I have to move my hand. It's pulled towards the ladder.
Yep.
It bounces off the wall a little bit. Grab quick.
And lean forward.
Yep, and then lean back forward, go up a little bit, and keep doing that. One time, one of the coworkers had to grab the ladder because I started tilting backwards.
Fuck that. No,
I'm going down.
Dude, this is not about heights or anything, but...
Dude, I love
was
heights.
Was it election day? Was it this Wednesday?
Tuesday was election day,
Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Whatever. Whatever day it was.
Whatever, Tuesday.
That same day, I was also at this job out on Selby and... No. Fuck is it Marion and College Drive, which is like pretty close to Kellogg in St. Paul, and it's an old building and we're relocating some cable to go into the building because half of the building is being fed by like mainline and the other half was being shared by that same line and it was fucking stuff up. So we get there, first of all, this relocation was supposed to be hand dug to go underground because there's a fuck ton of stuff back there. And they decided they were going to bring a mini backhoe out there.
Oh, no.
And they started digging, dude. And they caught CenturyLink's line and yanked it square out of the fucking building. And then the dude who's in charge of the relocation was like, no, dude, we hand dug it. Dude, they yanked all the phone lines, all the fiber, all everything out of the fucking building.
Great. That's fucking great.
This kid, awesome guy. He's younger than me. I don't know. He's got to be like 23, 24. And they just like decided they were going to put him in charge of all this relocation shit. And he doesn't know. He knows aerial construction, but he does not know what we do on the inside. So he's just kind of flying by the seat of his pants.
Nice. That's fun.
Didn't get any information about this building. We have to core drill a 3-inch hole into the foundation of this building. It is a ancient fucking St. Paul building with a 3-foot foundation.
Jesus. So you're telling Christ. Me pretty much, knowing your company, you went in this tiny little hole, no shoring, nothing like that, no ladder, more
good news
likely.
Is it wasn't like more than 3 or 4 feet deep.
Okay. I was gonna say, I've seen some of the
but
pictures
also,
you sent me.
Yeah, because I've been in a fucking 8-foot hole that's 3 feet wide.
Without a shoring box in it?
With no shoring box.
Oh,
and
fuck
no mask, nothing.
And I just sat at the bottom of the hole on my ass. Yeah. Trying to push a fucking cordial through the wall.
That picture's dented into my fucking memory. Like, it's not going anywhere.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
So anyways, I left early to go vote. My coworker Charlie stayed to drill it. And it's limestone. It's old limestone, which is super soft. It should be easy to get through.
Right.
The problem is the fucking, as he would core the hole, the rest of the outside of the hole would cave in on his drill. So it would just continuously lock up his drill. He stayed there. So I left at like 3:30. He stayed there till 7:30 at night to get through. He couldn't even get through it all the way. He had to pull the drill out, go to the other side and just fucking hammer drill a little section out so that we could just get the cable through.
Oh my God.
So next day we found out it's a historic building.
Oh, really?
It's a fucking, so for anybody who doesn't know, you have to go through the city.
Oh,
you have to talk to architects. You have to go, dude, there's a million and one fucking ropes you got to jump through.
Yep. We dealt with that at Hewing Hotel. That's a historical building.
You're not allowed to change the structural anything on these buildings. you can add sheetrock. Sometimes they won't even let you add extra plumbing. They won't let you do anything.
Right. Yep. Right.
So we just drilled a 3 foot, 3 inch fucking hole through this person's
goddamn foundation,
which is already pretty suspect of a foundation in the first place.
Oh no.
So we're expecting to have a fucking hefty bill.
Yeah, I mean, when we did that, all we had to worry about was the columns, because they're like the original wood and stuff like that.
Sure.
So we were, every day, it was just the lecture of a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, you protect these things. If even your sweat gets on it, we're going to be kicking you off the job site type of shit. Like, you cannot touch these things. That place turned out beautiful. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's hardcore when it comes to that shit.
But fucking A, like, we were probably grouting around one of them because it was, like, into the floor and we tiled around it.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, make sure we protect it. And after all the bullshit of, like, you know, all the talkings we've gotten, we taped that motherfucker 4 or 5 feet up all the way around.
Oh, Jesus.
We made sure nothing's getting on this piece of shit. Like, motherfuck, this old ass wood. It's like, this thing, you look at it, it looks like a piece is going to pop off at you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it blows my fucking mind. And that's the thing, like, a lot of these historical places that we have to work on, it's just the most stress you got to, because, I mean,
oh, fuck yeah.
That one column's worth more than you ever make in your entire life.
Yeah,
historical fucking relevance of the fact that it was here. You know, 100 years ago.
Yep.
And it was like a place where Capone got a blowjob or something. Who fucking knows?
Yeah. One speck of fucking blood from a nosebleed is on there. You got to save that with your life.
Well, I think, wasn't the place that Annika used to stay at, I don't know if she still does, that in the cellar, like it was all like that stone and everything everywhere. Wasn't that a historical building too?
It might have been in those lofts she was looking at. They were artist lofts. They might have been. I wouldn't doubt it anyway.
But that's the thing. All the historical stuff, it looks dope as hell.
Oh, fuck
yeah. It really does.
So
it
cool.
It's super
cool.
Awesome. It's just like,
it's a bitch to work around.
Nobody
though.
Decided to get any information on this building that's been here since like the dawn of fucking St. Paul. And
well, that's the thing. It's like your company, I mean, they can get in so much fucking trouble for that shit.
Yeah.
So you'd think they did their due diligence on it, but who fucking knows?
They call it a forced relocation. So basically Comcast doesn't do any of the work. They go, hey, you guys have to move this cable. And this kid is like, you know, pretty new at the job. So he's not, that's like the last thing he's kind of thinking about. So unfortunate for him, but I'm sure he's going to get the ass chewing of a lifetime.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Along with everybody else, but upper management at the company.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That'll be a fun day for everyone.
That's going to be funny.
Here's my ass. Go to town.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
Just grab your fucking ankles and spread your cheeks.
So back to the tying off thing.
Yeah.
So I was working with our buddy Paul, and he got stuck in an area where one of our guys got kicked off because he was on a scaffold, like a baker scaffold. And it was a 6 foot scaffold. He's on it. We worked together on it all day the day before. Not an issue. The safety guy shows up and kicks him off the job. Not Paul, buddy. Because the scaffold's only 6 feet. Yeah, that's fine. We're on a deck that's about a foot and a half above the ground. And we're working at the edge of it. We're not like, we're doing this archway. So we're on the inside. But within 2 feet of us, in front of us, is a drop down of a foot and a half more. So he had to be tied off.
Oh my God.
So then
so where do you tie off?
So getting to that now.
Yeah, we
excuse me.
I'm supposed to be drilling anchors into the fucking ceiling trusses.
Yeah, dude.
So Paul had to work in that area. And I walked by and I couldn't stop laughing because the image that rolled into my head was hilarious. He's tied off to the balcony above him to a column. So I'm thinking with how tall he is and how little of a drop with the amount of like length he has on his tie-off. He'd be about 6 inches from the ground, swinging there like a pinata on this person's balcony.
Oh,
just
God.
Like, are you fucking like, and he's like, so it's like pillar columns here. We have the stone that we set and then it drops down Then Paul is working on the inside of this archway over here. So the column's here, he's here. This thing's wrapped all the way around onto him. So what's going to happen if he falls? He's going to swing right back out and right back in like a fucking pendulum. And he's going to be hanging at the front of this fucking thing. I'm just going to be sitting there laughing, throwing shit at him if that ever happened.
God damn it.
It was so fucking funny just imagining him just like, all right, guys, it's funny and all, but I'm 6 inches from the ground. I can almost touch it. Can you please get me down?
Somebody cut me off this fucking thing.
Is it a harness or a belt?
It's a harness.
Okay.
We don't even have enough harnesses for that fucking job. I mean,
I didn't even have a climbing belt on mine. I got, I was in somebody's backyard and this pole happened to be higher. So I was probably like, I don't know, 28 feet up because I had to get higher than the strand because the cable to my left was too far away for me to make like my bends. And so I carry my fucking whole tool bag up there and I strap that off to the telephone stuff. And then I go back down and I get my torch and I hang that.
Fucking A.
And then I'm up there, dude. And that thing, there was no room. This person had like 25 comp bins full of fucking leaves and shrubbery and all this shit. And so I just kind of set my ladder wherever the fuck I could find a spot. So I was like pretty straight up and he got done with his shit and I was like, come on over and hang out. Watch me fucking do some stupid shit. So he gets done or whatever. And I'm up on there and he's like, where's your fucking belt, dude? And I was like, there's no belt on this truck. Like, I don't fucking know. Yeah. I never wear a belt. First of all, I never wear a belt. I just like, they're kind of just a pain in the ass. And half the time. So like it's a big leather belt. And then there's two D-ring hooks, like big D-rings.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And then the lanyard, just like, you just hook both of your clips to the same D-ring.
Yep.
And then your lanyard's like there, and it's just a big noose for your foot to get caught into.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I fucking hate that. That's so much more dangerous to me than fucking just climbing up without a belt.
Yeah, probably is,
because,
too.
Because like, you've got a handful of tools, then you're trying to do your stupid little 3-point contact thing, and you're fucking hauling your ass up there. And then you also are trying to like swing that thing out from your body. Like, you're just fuck that.
Yeah.
But then he gave me his and I had to use it. And like, don't get me wrong. Once you're strapped off, you're so comfortable. Like, you can lean back.
Oh, I bet.
You know, like, you can lean back probably 5-6 inches and it just tightens up because you're strapped to the strand and the strand is strapped to your fucking ladder, like all this shit. And there's hooks. So if you slide one way or the other, the most you're going to move is down 6 inches.
Nice.
So it's super comfortable, but dude, getting up there and that thing's just like locking up on your knee and like trying to go up under your foot. It's like, it's kind of fucking counterproductive, if you ask me.
All I'm thinking about right now is Fat Joe's song Lean Back and the music video of him going up a telephone pole and just going, lean back, lean back.
I guess you guys probably never gaffed. I gaffed one time, and that is fucking terrifying.
I bet. I've seen people do it, but I've never done it. It
destroys your shin. So it's like a long metal shank that goes halfway up your shin.
Oh, fuck. That already sounds brutal.
It's on the side of your leg on the...
The outside?
I think it's on the right side because I think the hook is on the inside of your foot because when you climb up, so the hooks are on the inside of your left leg and it's just basically a big L shank, steel metal L shank. And the bottom goes up under your boot. And then when you're climbing, that shank on the right side of your leg or left side, depending on what leg you're on, it fucking just digs in. Your fucking calf muscle.
Fuck that.
The entire time.
Imagine dropping a roundhouse on someone with one of them bad boys on.
Dude, usually they're so sharp. So Charlie, my partner, was he used to work for Time Warner back when that was a thing. And he climbed a pole and it was an old rotten piece of shit.
Uh-oh.
And he fucking stabbed in and the pole gave way and he just started sliding down 40 feet. And he was trying to like catch himself again and he ended up fucking stabbing himself in the calf.
Oh,
and he's like, dude, it was so sharp that I didn't even fucking feel it. And he ended up, because back in the day they used to just free climb. So they just use their hands. Mm-hmm. Like, you remember lumberjack days and you'd watch the dudes fucking climb.
Yep.
Like in Mulan.
Yeah. Essentially with hooks on their feet to make it a little easier. But so that's how they used to do it or whatever. And he ended up fucking falling like 40 feet straight to his back.
Dude.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Fucking no way. Talk about the wind
knocked out of you. Because here's the thing. Like, if you have to gap, like, if if the poll is only gaffable.
I keep thinking you're saying gape and I'm losing my fucking mind.
If it's only gapeable.
If it's only gapeable with the gape. Sometimes I gape, but I don't always gape.
So those polls are always the polls that are rotten.
Oh, perfect.
They're all, that's just the way it is. Like you can go and you'll see brand new poles and they'll just be street side. You know, like, oh, I can use my bucket or I can use a ladder or whatever. But if it's like between, you know, two garages and fucking 60 feet up a hill, they just let those fuckers rot out until like the very end. And then they'll go and fucking do something about it.
Jesus.
So you're going to come gaff my pole and take out my wiring so I cut some more trees down, right?
No.
Why not? Is it electrical wiring? I have no idea. There's some wires.
It's probably your drop for your internet.
One's
your...
thicker. One's not. One's an old telephone line. I know that because the Comcast guy told me that. An old telephone.
Why didn't he
line.
Take it off for you?
Because he goes, I can't do that, but I can make it look pretty. So all he did was he tacked it up the line sides of my house and everything. Because it's hanging there like.
I can't do that, but I will make it look aesthetically pleasing for you. Thanks, bruh.
I got to cut mine off too.
Because that's an XL thing. I think that's why. The telephone line.
No,
that's a thought. I don't know. He said something about
should be,
something.
Should be CenturyLink or somebody, whoever would have been your telephone provider. But the thing is that all that shit's so old. Nobody, first of all, nobody uses a fucking corded phone anymore.
Unless no, you have a CenturyLink package deal that I used to sell where you'd get $40 for internet and you'd get a landline for that fiber optic DSL.
Yeah, dude. So not only that, but now everything is all in one cable. They can split your wavelengths up. Just in one cable, which is fucking bananas.
I just don't want cables anymore.
Good luck.
I want I want Wi-Fi everything power. So then when I walk outside, I get so much radiation, I turn into the hills have eyes.
Well, technically, with how much radio frequency signal that we are exposed to every day, we're only theoretically supposed to ever be allowed like one fucking X-ray a year.
Jesus Christ.
Yo.
Otherwise, we can potentially get radiation poisoning.
I'm about it.
Sick.
Give me that rads.
Aren't you not even supposed to stand in front of the microwave too close or for like too long?
Yeah, South Park food. Microwaves are horrible for you. Ask South Park. Brandy got some real big balls because of it.
No, microwaves. You'd have to like break the window out of it to actually get the waves because they have too much shit going. Like, I'm pretty sure there's just a bunch of lead shield in there.
So you're telling me if I had a microwave big enough to lay into, I could be launched into space and the radiation from space wouldn't kill me. Everything else still would. But
no. I don't think that's the way it works.
It protects me.
The radiation in space is completely different than the radiation inside of your microwave.
Prove that.
Google, you have a fucking computer sitting in that backpack.
I can't trust Google.
Just get Bob Lazar in here.
You know what else is on Google? Lies.
And porn.
Which is a lie. It's lying sex. They're not actually having as much fun as they're saying. They barely even feel it.
No. And they're on drugs.
Yeah, they're on that. What's it called? Ibuprofen.
Yeah, dude.
It's a hard drug, man.
For that split oozy.
From that ibuprofen, you might want to wean off. It's a deadly one right there. It's a deadly drug.
I'm going to split you open like a log.
Yeah, what can't you be around anymore? Well, you can't do anything.
What do you mean?
Is there any hazardous shit besides your silicosis that you're going to get?
Well, I mean, I probably already have silicosis. Pretty sure I have acute silicosis. I'm going to die within a couple of years, but.
Oh, sweet.
But I mean, between all the chemicals, everything I touch is cancerous in the state of California.
There's a lot of shit that's labeled it. Cancerous. Just in the state of California. California's the only one recognizing anything cancerous, I think, out of the fucking whole state.
If I do tile in California, I'm going to get cancer, but Minnesota, I'm good. Because the label says it's cancerous in the state of California.
So
I'm glad I don't work in the fucking refinery anymore. Jesus, the shit I was around in there, dude. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I was in there for 2 or 3 years and it probably took a couple years off for sure. Well, with amines and acids and crude oil and H2S and sour water.
You guys about it.
What's the H2S? Fucking
hydrogen sulfide.
Ooh. The mixture of vinegar and goddamn bleach that happened to me the other day that locked up my lungs.
Did he do that for funny?
No, he had. I told him that. I was like, I know something mixed with bleach causes mustard gas. That's ammonia, not the actual vinegar.
I actually had to worry about that hardcore in the refinery.
But
mustard gas.
I told him, like, this is not mix it for now. And he's like, hey, can you get more water? I'm like, yeah, sure. And he started pouring a bunch of vinegar in there that I know that he was doing that. So it didn't act right away. But then as soon as I added water to it, like, maybe the fact that it was stirring it up
did
so much.
Did he not realize it was vinegar?
No, he knew it was vinegar. and he knew there was bleach in there too. He just did. He just was like, whatever. Not a big deal.
Do you guys usually mix vinegar with your water?
Yes. Okay. Vinegar is a very low acid that is enough to get haze off of things, except anything cementitious, but it's not enough to really hit metal too hard.
Cementitious.
But
I can actually say that word. I keep going, sorry.
Yeah. But but yeah, so he did that and I was filling it up and I've never had my body move without me realizing. And as soon as I went over to grab the bucket because it was filling up, my lungs immediately locked up. And I was like, just a knee jerk reaction. We can't really control. Jump backwards as fast as I could.
Jesus.
And I was like, Jesus Christ. Terrifying. And then dumbass Barry being me. I'm like, what the fuck was that? So I went in again. And I'm like, yep, that's what that is. So I did the shirt mask and held my breath at the same time and grabbed the bucket. I dropped it down. I'm like, we're not ever doing this again. He goes, well, I'm like, you mixed these two together, didn't you? And he goes, yeah. I'm like, bad idea. Cause I couldn't fucking breathe over there. He goes, I'm so sorry. So sorry. I'm like, I get it. It's fine. You didn't know because I thought it was something else as well, but I looked it up and it makes a chlorine gas.
Sick.
So I was inhaling chlorine, fucking
God,
melting away my lungs.
Yeah, H2S. So we actually had to worry about that in refinery if we were working with acids and shit, which luckily we didn't have to work with acid a lot, but way more than I wanted to. But the big thing was H2S, which is hydrogen sulfide. And it's like, I guess it's just like a huge byproduct for refining oil, I guess, and all the other shit that involves with refining crude oil. But so the nice thing about it has a very toxic smell to it. It legitimately smells like really bad rotten eggs.
Yeah.
So at least it isn't like odorless where some shit is and you don't know what's around. So we always had to wear H2S badges, but it suffocates you. So it chokes you out. So,
oh, sick.
If you're in confined spaces and that fucker, that badge goes off, I mean, it displaces the oxygen.
Okay.
And then it will legitimately choke you out to death. It'll suffocate you to death if you don't get out of it.
Nice. Well, we'll see.
So, but even outside, there was a time we were pulling sour water out of a crude oil tank, and sour water is another byproduct of crude oil.
I'm more of a fan of sweet water.
It's water just like riddled with H2S, and I don't really understand how all that plays in, because it's
so
like
is H2S just super dense air, like
I think
it's
so
a super dense gas molecule.
Yep. So even when we were pulling this, we had all like we're in the water plant when we were doing it. So all the operators are out there, so it's this big fucking thing, so we're the vac truck support. And we're the ones pulling it out. So they had to monitor the entire air. So the four gas monitors are out. And even in an open, wind's going. So you had to make sure where the wind was going because you wanted to be upwind from it, obviously. Even that dude, that fucker, we're sucking that water in and it displaced everyone, dude. Everyone had to we were all downwind from it or above wind, whatever the fuck you want to consider it. But dude, even in a complete open space, it would choke you out, even no confined space. It was Jesus. So bad. It was terrifying to fuck with.
It's crazy that humans are just such pussies of a creature.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything's gonna fucking kill us. We're fucking nerds out there. We have brains to make things happen, but fucking cockroaches can be like, yo, what up, fumes?
What up, nuclear blast?
Let's have a rave in the middle of these fucking fumes. Let's vape on this fucking hydrogen peroxide mixed in with sulfuric acid and fucking whatever else is another fancy name in science.
Science.
Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me? We can't breathe anything but oxygen. At all.
For the most part. I mean, when I was welding, so you mix argon and CO2.
Yep.
Isn't he in Lord of the Rings? Argon.
Yeah, Argon. great bladesman. There had been times where somebody would forget to turn on the CO2.
Oh, yep.
And you don't taste, you don't smell argon.
No, not at all.
And it's another
showers.
It's another dense gas, and it basically just displaces all the oxygen, and it'll sit at the bottom of your lungs, and as it fills up, it just pushes out the oxygen. So the only way to get rid of it without going to the hospital is to, and you usually can feel it, your chest gets kind of fucking heavy.
Ooh.
You kind of get dizzy. You kind of feel like shit. You get nausea and stuff.
Yeah.
And so the only way that you can get rid of it, as long as you know soon enough, is to fucking do a headstand.
Do a headstand?
Yeah. Because it's so dense.
It's so dense that it will come to the top and you can breathe it out and then you taste it and it's fucking gross.
Oh. That's the stuff that makes your voice go real low, is it not? The gas that gets stuck in your lungs gets so dense because it's like the opposite of helium.
No, it's not argon.
Argon is like tasteless. It doesn't really fuck with your voice. It just makes you dizzy as shit. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
same.
I remember seeing something about it. Same thing. The only way to get it out, because you can suffocate on that if you do too much because you can't get it out and your lungs are just full of it unless you hang upside down and it pours out like a fucking creepy ass movie type of fog thing.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. It's fucking weird. I didn't know you had to do a handstand. That's wild.
But do you guys want to, just thinking about all this argon and talking about that, we need to do a spoof on Lord of the Rings. Argon, Limalos, and Grimely.
Limalos?
And it's just very caustic and toxic fucking chemical type things that we just put in the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
We're just really shitty scientists.
I fucking love it though. But yeah, no, that, it just blows my mind how we've evolved to be such pussies of creatures.
Yeah.
Like, we're honestly, like, fuck, you're in the sun too long, you're going to cook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a snake could be in the sun for fucking whoever gives a shit. Yeah,
it's all, like, adapted environment, but then we adapt to... It's almost like we're trying to adapt to survive to everything where it just, it completely runs a negative effect almost, I feel like.
Well, you think about it, fucking sharks can sense blood miles away, and yeah. I can't even fucking hear more than 10 feet away. You know what I mean? Like, we're useless. Yeah. We're literally, everyone's, I mean, bats got fucking sonar type of shit, and what do we got? We could talk and we could flip people off and we have thumbs.
Sweet. Yeah, we get thumbs. Sweet. That's thumbs. About it.
Fucking ridiculous.
I saw this thing on Facebook. It's not really, well, I guess a little off topic of that, but somebody had this Facebook post and it was a video somewhere in Colorado. It looked like a home surveillance thing. And it was sad because it was two dogs involved and the caption was like, this is what, or the, it was like in Colorado, wolves were integrated back into the environment because they did this in like Yellowstone or something where they were like the population was real low.
Well, they integrated wolves to get the deer population down because, like, they skyrocketed.
Yes. And actually when they did that, like they did like scientific studies and shit when they did in the Yellowstone, same thing. There was the deer population get super high, but it's like it sustains the environment and like it'll help it. I essentially grow or nourish itself or something. So it's good for it. And it's nature. Like, yeah. This is how it goes. So apparently they integrated some wolves or something in Colorado. And like, this is what happens when you integrate wolves or whatever. So what happened was it was like a pack of wolves. And like, I'm assuming this person lives in a pretty remote location of Colorado. And these two dogs were out. Like, know where the fuck you are. Like, if you're choosing to live here, you're living in nature. So unfortunately, these two dogs get attacked, which was fucked. But it's like, this is nature. What do you mean? Well, like, this is where they live.
Here in Cottage
Grove,
this
is the environment you're in.
There's coyotes and stuff and like dangerous animals out there. And one of my dogs got attacked and died. And it's like, yeah, I live on 6 acres of land surrounded by woods. I get it. This happens. Like, I signed up for this type of shit by not keeping an eye on my animal, having it run around. It's an animal. It's going to go explore. It wants to play. Everything else wants to eat. You know, these are domesticated animals. Cats are a little bit different. They haven't been domesticated as long. They're willing to fight immediately and, you know, do their thing. But dogs have been domesticated for a long time. They're just like, hey, what's going on? You're a friend. Oh, now I'm eating.
Yeah. Now I'm fighting for my life.
Except for my one dog that ripped a coyote pretty much in half. I had a golden lab and a German short hair. And when one was out, the other one was on like the lead, they're fine. They both got out. They immediately ran all the way back to Lamar from Keats. So 19.
Yeah.
So middle of the night, my brother goes to feed them and they get out because they're tricky bastards. And, you know, me being me, I had to go out there. Like, I have a rusty machete in one hand. Thinking I'm a tough motherfucker, hockey stick in another, going running back into the woods. My brother has to literally drag me back. German short hair comes back all happy and stuff. We put her away. Wait a little bit longer, and I hear a fighting going on out there. My lab comes back. It's a golden lab. Fucking pink.
Ooh.
Completely pink. So immediately I'm hosing him down, trying to find any cut or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Not a fucking scratch on this thing. And you hear in the woods just the most screeching howling of something dying.
Jesus.
It destroyed whatever it was going for, covered in blood.
Just fucking bodied
covered,
it.
Covered, like literally head to toe pink. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of dogs, there goes Iz.
Somebody's here.
Fucking guard dog at the center. You might hear
that. That is the Iz.
She sees that dog?
Yep. She sees these people running with a dog, and she's got to alert the entire fucking neighborhood about it. Iz, Shut up.
They might not
be
popping up on. They might not hear it.
They might not, but she likes to bark at everything.
Noise cancellation.
I mean, me and Ben are here the other night when you and Rachel were just going to town when you guys didn't hear us. What?
What? Wait a minute here. Wait a minute.
We're outside of your wall with our camcorder.
Just going to drill a small just crush hole it. Through there and just get one of those like drain sewer fucking cameras and just stuff that through the
Listen
wall.
Listen me clap cheeks.
Would you be okay with me and Ben watching you have sex?
I guess.
Do you think you could perform under pressure?
You say I guess like you're not so sure.
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I just don't want to be critiqued the whole time.
I would
Barry?
Never critique
Oh, we wouldn't say a damn thing.
All right. Well, that's fair.
We might, would respect that.
Might be full torqued.
That's fair.
But, well, I will be. Barry doesn't look like he's...
Well, I mean,
I would expect full
for
bonus
me, I would be full torqued 100% of the time, but like that's before I even got in the room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just the pre-torqued driving here. Yeah. The thought of it would just be. Yeah.
We would just have a list of demands that we'd give you, like during, like we want to see a little bit of reverse cowgirl, at least 5 minutes of doggy, and oh, hey. Then finish off with a nice facial, please. Thank you.
Oh, we're
you.
Going through all positions here, boys. If I'm going to give you a show, it's got to be...
We're going to compromise here. We have Rachel sign off. We have a legal team and everything.
Yeah, we have lawyers and paramedics aside. What?
Ian.
I totally yeah. watch anyone. I mean, that's why OnlyFans is such an appeal. Someone posted it the other day. Porn's free. Go watch porn whatever the fuck you want. But people want to jack off the people they know.
I see that.
It is funny because I feel like if you'd ask most people, like, hey, would you watch your friends like fuck? And I feel like people would get weird about it. And I don't know if that's because you have a close relationship, but like,
we did ask someone that at the bachelor
like,
party.
How many people watch oh, porn? Right. Like, obviously, people got a thing of watching people have sex.
Yeah.
Why not it be your friends?
Dude, I would watch.
That's what you're
Why
saying.
Do people gotta make it so weird.
Yeah. But we asked that question at the bachelor party, and people are like, I don't know about that. Like, I don't want to watch you guys fuck. And it's like watch, dude, I would love to watch that. I want to know what I want to know what you're
your
about.
Style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's so different. I mean, maybe, you know, I want to see what Milken's like. Yeah.
I did see a thing and I thought of you, Ben, right away. Cause it was like, you know, you say that we're friends, but I've never once seen you naked. So are we really friends?
And I
was
yeah. like,
speaking of two people in this room have seen each other's penises.
Always calling you out.
The third one refuses to drop trial. That's for you, Jeremy,
gonna,
if you're listening.
I'm not going to just drop my trial. And to be fair, I only saw your penis because you made me see it.
You made me see it.
I left it out there.
Was
you didn't
consent?
Have to look.
You went, check out this photo on my phone. And it was your
oh,
penis.
Oh, yeah.
No. What I said,
well, you
was.
Said, you said, do you want to see it? And I was pretty drunk. And I went, fuck, I guess if everybody else is seeing it.
Exactly. I was going to say, I never force it on anybody. I let them know what's on my phone, and if they want to see it, it's right here, and they can look.
Yeah.
I did the same thing to Nick and Luke when we were playing games, because we were talking about it, and I think it was Luke called me out and goes, we're playing card games, and he goes, yeah, fucking show it. Fucking show it.
Yeah,
I put my
yeah,
phone
on
the table. I'm like, it's right there if you want to look.
Yeah, take a peek, boy.
I have no problem showing off my hang down.
Here's my skin flute.
Yep. I'm here for it to be shown to the world. If you would like to see it, I will not send it unsolicited because I'm not a fucking prick. I just have a prick between my legs.
Not a prick, but have a prick.
You're a pervert, dude.
I'm not denying that. I'm very sexually hyperactive or over-sexualized and everything like that. We all know that.
You're right.
I've thought about how all you fuck. I thought about how all y'all look naked.
Real fleshy.
Yeah.
Tons of pink skin everywhere.
A lot of hair on my
but
ass
the
cheeks.
More the more I talk to more people, being a single man, the more I find out that I have very dark dick skin.
Mine's like two-tone.
Yeah,
the base to the mid-shaft is like a dark, like a tan. It's not like dramatically different, but then
mine's
like mid to tip is lighter.
I had someone think that I was black from a dick picture.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Mine is like, my.
Let's be clear. It's not because it's huge.
No, not at all. It's because of the color of it.
Let's be clear. He says.
Like, it looks like, you know, when I was Nikki Two Tones?
Yeah.
Fucking that, how dark my skin was. That's how dark my dick usually is. It's just different. I don't
Must
know.
Be that Italian baby.
And it's the one part of my whole, the rest of my body is alopecia where it's all really thick.
It's
pale, but my dick is, that's not the one I'm looking at. What's the word?
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's that pigment disorder or
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, it's alopecia's hair.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I think they know.
But maybe. Yeah, my whole body's got that where the rest of it's pale, but my dick is my actual skin color.
It's impressive.
Yeah, that is impressive.
Yeah, because I mean, you watch porn, you see like some people have like the whitest fucking hang down with like the pinkest fucking tip where it's like, that looks fake. That can't be a
looks like
penis.
It hurts.
Yeah. That's like futa. Or is that what it is?
Futa?
Futa.
Isn't that futari just, isn't that just overly big dicks, like fake big dicks on women?
Yes. But they're always about, they're really? Always like a weird shade of pink.
Yeah, well, yeah, the silicone or whatever.
Silicosis.
Silicosis in my penis.
Just shooting dust for nut.
I'd totally let someone do a line off my penis. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Would it be hilarious or erotic?
Well, a little bit of both.
Well, I guess it depends
on
who
it would have
it.
To be erotic because I'd have to have a boner. Otherwise, a flaccid penis to do a line off of, it's not much space, especially on me. I'm a big shower. I am the smallest flaccid man around.
And being able
mushroom in a moss patch. Let's go.
And be able to do it off of flaccid. I feel like you'd have to lay on your back and have your deck just flapped on your,
No, I'm thinking like you like hunch over the table right here and just plop
just
her down.
Plop it on the table? That would work too.
Fucking, actually, yeah, I can actually demonstrate now. I can move the bike, just like really get it on there and just sort
squat
of, like,
right down.
Squat and just sort of hangs and like only about, you know, 2 inches.
That's fair.
Just a fucking meat sleeve on the table.
I've done that before. What was
fuck.
It? I did that to people's. I've done to you guys' legs. Where I'll just be like, "Hey guys, guess what?" And I was like, slowly hunched down, like my junk's on your knee.
Yep.
Can you do it all the time?
My partner has. I don't know if it's
Cialis.
Viagra or Cialis. He has dick pills, anyways, because he takes depression meds and, you know, breaks your penis.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, one day, dude, I'm just going to fucking drop that pill in your fucking Red Bull and make you walk around with a fucking raging boner all day. Dude, thanks.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Tucking my cock in my pants.
Yeah,
fuck my belt
just
all day.
Well, or waistband all day, dude. All out in your belly button.
I don't know if there's a point to this prank at all, but it'd be funny to do that too. Like us three do that. Don't tell anyone else in the friend group at a party, but us three pop a pill and just see who gets noticed first. That they have a raging erection.
And you can't try and hide it. You just have to let it go.
Just let it go,
you sort of hang out, you know, having a good time.
Dude, I think I know our friends pretty well. And I don't think they would think it's terribly funny most of the time.
You know, probably not.
They would be very startled.
I think they'd be disgusted.
And upset.
They would, yeah, they'd probably
they'd be very upset.
Jake would be just fucking giggling like a schoolgirl.
Dom would be laughing his ass off.
And then the three girls would just be sitting somewhere just pissed at us because we have fucking boners.
Yep.
I think it'd be funny at first, but it'd get like overly disgusting real quick.
Well, because they'd have to listen about how bad our penis hurts the entire time.
Oh, yeah. All the blood.
You know, like
we're bringing that up today. I want to bring up that situation.
Our faces would just be super pale.
All the blood's just
like
in your dick.
Throbbing dong slapped to our leg.
Oh.
And you know that thing would just be pulsating for no good reason.
It would. You'd feel your heartbeat in the tip of your penis for sure. Dude,
that'd be so fucking funny though. The reaction I want would be, oh dear God, why do you have this? But it'd be instead the actual reaction would be like,
it'd be so much
what
anger.
What the fuck?
Oh, they'd be so mad. The girls would be so mad. What if Rachel's around?
Do you think they would just be mad because
they don't have one?
No, because subconsciously the other girls are seeing our penises.
That could be a thing.
That could be a part.
That could be a thing.
If Rachel's
this
in
is
room,
a hypothetical we're bringing up.
The only reason I think Yak would get mad is if Rachel's in the room, he'd be like, hey, my sister's in the room, dude.
Yeah, dude, put your boner away, dude. That's my sister.
My sister's in here.
Yeah, my sister. Dude, I'm fucking put your fucking boner away. That's my sister.
I don't know why we just gave you all this voice, but
yeah, Yak's got a way cooler voice than that. But that was actually really
not how I talked. Yeah,
sorry, Yak.
Should we bring him up here real quick and ask him what he'd say?
No,
it's so funny.
He's gonna be like, shh, dude, that's my fucking sister. You just can't just have your boners laying around my house.
Yeah. It's my house too. You can't just have fucking full rent.
Dude, I pay fucking rent and you got to take your boner elsewhere.
What if we took the Tallywhacker Toss dildos and just put them in and see what they say?
They would know we were lying.
Oh, for sure.
Those are big penises.
Well, they might know you two are lying. No one, they haven't really seen mine.
Well, Rachel has one in that picture, but
that
years
picture
ago.
Does way more glory than it really is.
Angles, baby.
Angles.
That was another situation where someone asked me to bring it up and I did. And what are you looking at? I'm like, well, it's a picture of my dick.
Here you go.
And it's like, I mean, it's on the phone. Here, yeah. It's right here. And it's like, what? Oh, come on. It's like, I told you what it is. I'm not lying here.
Curiosity.
I mean.
Oh, man. Dicks are funny.
They are.
They're fucking stupid
well,
looking.
Generals, it's like everyone's got them. Who gives a shit? Let it out. Who cares?
The thing is, you'd only like a person's genitals when you're fucking torqued and ready to go. Otherwise, you look at them and you're like, the fuck is that little space alien?
Kinda. I had one gal when I was younger, after fiddling around a little bit, was just perplexed on the growth and shrinkage of a dick before and after. Like, she literally just asked me, can I just like play with it a little bit? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I'm
gonna just play with
it. So she's like, just like feeling it, like kind of stretching it a little bit and stuff. And just like, what the fuck?
Like, it's a specimen outside of weird, aren't they?
Turning it into a U, you know, seeing how bendy it gets when it's not hard.
Right. You can fucking almost tie that thing in a knot.
Oh, yeah. There's fucking way flexible in your soft. It's kind of crazy.
Dude, at one point, I think it was like Netflix or something had a show about this dude who does cock magic or something or.
Cock magic? Yeah.
Oh, God. That brings up so
It might not have been. Okay. Saying that, I don't think it was Netflix, but.
Yeah, I was going to say. Netflix comes out with some shit.
I don't remember exactly where I saw it, but I know it was easily accessible and it was not pornography.
I was going to say it was a Pornhub, but.
So
yeah,
this dude would do like all sorts of weird things with his penis, and he does it as like a live show. And
really?
He'll do like the snail and he'll like grab his whole testicles, like his whole sack, and like flip it to the side and then take his dick and wrap it like a 360 around it so that like his nuts are the back, like where the snail shell would be. And then the tip of his dick is like the head of the snail. It's super fucking funny.
I used to do stuff like that. I made mine to an elephant.
And,
yeah, and I've like done that.
And,
sent that out.
And all that shit. Like, dude, and this definitely dude was just like way. Sitting there tying fucking all sorts of Boy Scout knots with his penis.
Dude, I literally took an Expo marker and drew on mine to make the elephant more realistic.
Fuck yeah, that's funny.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, it's just, so it's fun to fuck around with. Like, I hate how society makes genitals just so like
taboo.
Yeah. And when really it's like, who gives a fuck? Like I'd walk around naked if people didn't fucking freak out about it. It's like, it's not a sexual thing.
Well, there's some communities do.
Yeah. It's just like, whatever.
Nudists.
Just junk.
Just go to a nudist.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, people are like, oh, you always talk about dick and stuff. Oh, are you gay or something? It's like, nah, I don't give a fuck. Like, you got a dick. Cool. I got a dick. Cool. Everyone's got a dick. Cool. Who gives a shit?
Remember how uncomfortable Joe was?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Joe.
I was talking to him yesterday because you're on Discord. And
how much does he hate me?
He didn't even bring your name up. He was just saying he just said some shit to me. He was just like, said something about a butthole or something. And I was like, dude, I told you once. I'll tell you again. A hole is a hole as long as it's wet and warm. And he just starts laughing. He's like, oh, okay, dude, like doing that thing. And he was just I was like, because Bria came by and I had the laptop cooler down. She's like, why don't you stand that thing up a little bit? And I was like, why don't you rub up on it so it stands up itself? And everybody starts laughing. And Joe goes, see, guys, that's how you fucking talk to a woman. I was like, well, I learned it from you, Joe. So, dude, he fucking gets so weird about that stuff.
Yeah.
He's not a butthole guy.
I definitely pushed him over the edge at the bachelor party with all that talk.
Oh, it's funny to us.
Oh, yeah.
And because we just don't care. But some people are like pretty serious and they don't talk about it enough to where it's like just a funny thing.
Oh, we're so comfortable with it for sure. Yeah,
we just talk
about it. We do talk about it all the time.
All the time.
Well,
you would honestly think that we're 14.
Well,
we're more
open about. I mean, people are like, "Oh, that's gross and that's immature." It's like, or it's a scientific thing about it's biology. You're literally a dick. Like, yeah, we joke around about it, but honestly, like, the reason we joke around so much and stuff like that's because most time it's something to learn. It's something more about. Like, for instance, I talk about like seeing Ben's dick or something like that or anything. It's not because I'm like, oh yeah, I want to see it. It's like, I don't give a shit. But at the same time, it's like, I learned something new about Ben. I learned something new about someone else, you know? And it's like, it's just your body. Who gives a fuck?
Hey, you're not going out of your way to change it. I mean, some people do, but
True.
It's like what you have. You're not.
It was the best thing to realize when I was younger. It was just like, there's nothing I can do to change this. So why would I ever give a fuck?
We're
like,
fucking body positive over here.
We're body positive, exactly. Dude.
Like I talk to these guys all the time about it. It's like if someone posts like a picture of their body online, I like it. It's like good. You have that confidence to show it. I don't care what it looks like. If you're showing your booty, you know, some people are like, oh, it's too big or it's too small or it's got cellulite or whatever. Yeah. It's like, no, fuck that. You show that ass, you're gonna get, you know what, you get a reaction from me. I'm gonna give you that like. I'm gonna give you that little like, share, subscribe, fucking smash that bell, you know? Like, you know what? Good for you.
Smash that bell.
Because most people don't want to do that because they're been like programmed to be shameful of their own body. Fuck that. Let that shit ride out. Get naked. Flaunt it. Don't do it around kids, you fucking weirdo.
Shit. Yeah. Don't do that. You'll catch a quick charge real fast.
That's the thing. It's like, who gives a shit? I wear a Speedo, not because I look good in a Speedo, but because it's funny to wear a Speedo because everyone's so uncomfortable about bodies. If no one was uncomfortable, I wouldn't wear a Speedo.
I do love when another dude will get real weirded out when you're a guy like saying another dude's attractive and they're like, whoa, they get all weird about it. It's like, what?
Yeah, the dude, can I not say that that person looks good? I wish I looked like that because that person looks great.
Fuck, you look good. I don't give a shit who you are. You look good. I'm going to fucking tell you.
Yeah, like fucking, hey, we got Jason Momoa over here on the couch. We got Daddy Ben. Yeah. I'm a thumb. I get it. You know what? They're great looking people.
Dude, Jason Momoa is fucking. I'd let him fucking kiss me right on the lips.
I've done that.
Yeah, you have.
It's hot.
All this toxic masculinity, mustaches. Dude. Just fucking. Yeah.
Could you imagine like your mustache is so grimy and the other one is too, that like when you make out with somebody, they lock together for a little bit.
Oh God.
Like you get just tied together via mustache.
Mustaches just dread into each other.
Just breathing hot air into each other's mouths for like 5 minutes till someone unties you.
Gross,
dude. Or you have to like just shave your mustaches off.
Oh no.
Nah, it's like cold water on it like a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta put salt on it like a leech.
There you go.
Shrivel it up. You wanna
salt my lips, bruh?
Salt baby.
Gross.
Gross.
I'm about it. About that life. But for real, be alone with your body. Appreciate what you got, because that's all you got, you know?
That's all you got.
I mean, so you got money to change it, but then you kind of, you know, I mean, everyone knows that when you do enough plastic surgery, you look like broken. It's too much. Like, just appreciate what you got. All your lumps.
All your lumps, bumps, bruises, and scabs, and...
Yeah,
crabs.
Lumps, bumps, bruises, and scabs.
Speaking of crabs, a coworker was like talking about that, and he goes, "Dude, I thought I was scared. I got crabs once. It's like I wasn't going out looking to get crabs, and then I'm like, hold on 1 second.
Wait a minute.
You got to hold on 1 second." He goes, "What?" I'm like, "Who the fuck goes out going, you know what? It's a Friday night, feeling a little frisky. Gonna get my best dress shoes on. I'm gonna get some crabs."
Like a crab hunt. Ooh,
no one goes out there looking for it. Just comes up to them, and all of a sudden, boom! You got dick lice. And then he proceeds to go, "Well, like, say, like, you're going down some girl, and she had crabs, and then you have like a beard. Would your beard get crabs?" I'm like, "Yeah, you got face crabs now.
Face crabs.
They don't care what kind of hair it is.
It's just they're fucking living in your hair.
Yeah,
they're just."
Well, it's out on the genitals. They're not going to survive. I'm like, explain to me how the genitals, is it the perfect habitat? The climate change down there is just absolutely perfect room temperature type shit.
It's like a jungle. It's always like a little fucking moist.
Yeah, like, yeah, they're still going to be up in there. You're going to be shaking off your fucking mustache. You're going to have little particles of pube fucking parasites hanging out and dingling around. Who gives a shit? Fucking
getting crabs on your face, dude. Oh my God.
It's lice for your dick. So, or your genitals.
What is that in you got a lot of dust or something.
Those sea monkeys?
You got some beer dandruff?
Yo, I got some fucking crabs in my...
Ugh. Why is your dandruff moving? Fleas.
Yeah, dude.
That's what I call that word. Dick fleas.
Dick fleas. Yeah.
But accurate.
That shit's so funny.
You ever seen
a pubic
crab?
No, I haven't.
Under like a microscope? No. Like, ugh.
Oh, I've seen pictures of someone else that did that, but I mean...
With their own crabs of pubic?
Probably.
Creepy.
Dude, you ever seen like my dick under a microscope?
No.
It's really big.
Really big.
Gotta use a times 20 lens, but it's fucking huge.
Massive.
I got a vein in my wiener that actually spells an M.
That's fucking disgusting.
I have one on mine that kind of looks like a clot. Like a clot.
Yeah.
Like, I was gonna say, it just bunches up right at the elbow of it. And it looks like, if I poked it, it just burst. Because it's like all right there.
You guys have fucking...
It's like right at the base.
Gangly veined penises.
We're tail veined out.
We're veined out, bro.
I guess, dude. Sometimes I just gotta squeeze it at the base as hard as possible to see one vein. And I gotta push a little bit. Make my fucking face real red.
I want my dick to look like Hugh Jackman's arms in Logan.
Yo, dude.
Just veiny and dude, dehydrated.
Fucking just all veins.
Well, there was a guy I watched on YouTube. It was like this really big black bodybuilder, right? And it looks like he's so ripped and jacked that his skin is barely holding his veins in.
Oh, yeah. Those guys go extreme.
He literally looks like stained glass because so, his veins are popping out so hard.
No, no. You got to be so dehydrated. Like, that's a big part of you being like veiny is just super hard dehydration.
He was showing this other kid how to do like shoulder lifts and shit like that. He goes, "Nah, you're bending your arms. You're bending your arms." And he's like,
shoulder lifts or presses?
I don't know. Like that. Where he like turns into a bird.
Flies?
Yeah. And he's like doing it where it's like, it's just pure shoulder. And he like literally picks up. He goes, "I'm going to do 25 pounds. And this dude's big enough to not fit through that fucking door.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, "I'm going to do 25-30 pounds because when you do it correctly, you don't need a lot of weight." And he's fucking just ripping these things, and the other kid's trying, but he keeps bending his elbow. He's like, "No, you can't fucking bend it. You want shoulders like these?" They look like basketballs hanging off his fucking body.
Dude, oh, I watch dudes in the gym just fucking softballs on their shoulders. I was like, dude, like, it looks kind of cool. It would look cool if it was like half of that.
How do you wipe your ass at that point?
They stop wiping their ass. You gotta get
like you can't bend.
Yeah, you can't even fucking touch your neck.
No.
Dude, there's those dudes.
There is no neck no more. It's just one solid muscle blob.
No neck, Tony.
No neck, Tony.
I think I, your, what was it? Your ex-girlfriend way, way back in the day, that her mom.
Yeah.
So in line, in election line, when we were voting, before we realized we're in the wrong sector for voting, I convinced her on buying a bidet. Because you were talking about like possibly like it could be a toilet paper, like people are getting crazy again. I was like, hey. I almost got to a point where we were like, didn't find toilet paper for like 2 weeks when it first happened. I was like, I just was going to get a fucking bidet. She goes, "Oh, yeah, never. That's a great idea." I was like, "I know." So dude, I think I sold an elderly woman for on a bidet.
Dude,
I was pretty proud of myself.
One package of toilet paper, 8 rolls, lasted me all of that fucking bullshit mess. And that's with 2 people in my house at the time.
Yeah.
I never will understand the worry about toilet paper except for people like to mummify their hands.
I don't mummify my hand. I just don't fold it. I don't fold two
you're
square
so
sheets.
Much more
three sheets.
You're so much more susceptible to getting shit on your hand if there's just like a bunch where there could be like some holes. And
I've had a lot of practice,
dude. Tighten
but
up.
I wouldn't lie to you that there wasn't a time in my life that I haven't had poop in my hands. It's happened.
That's everybody happened. Has.
Yeah. I mean, we've all had shits and biffies. You're going to get it that way. You can see through that toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only time I'll use more than 3 sheets is in a biffy when I take out half the fucking roll.
Yep.
Because that shit, you can see through until you fucking fold it over 15 times.
If you haven't got poop on your hand, you're a fucking liar.
And then it's like fucking 300 grit sandpaper up your ass.
Now, the question is, when you get poop on your hand, do you smell it?
No.
Fuck no.
You know, just take it real quick. That's me right now.
I can already smell it when it's coming out of my ass. Yeah. I don't need to smell it off my finger.
But what do you know? How do you know if you don't got it all off?
But if there is a peanut in there, I'm taking that.
Dude, one time I pooped like an entire onion straw, and that was weird.
You what?
Like an actual
oh, the onion string?
Yeah. Like, I thought I had worms.
Oh.
Because I was shitting and I'm like wiping. I'm like, what the fuck is that? It's an onion.
Ooh,
you
that
just feel it like. That little
that felt good though.
That shiver of pulling it out of your butthole.
ain't nothing better than things leaving your ass. It feels great when it's just coming out.
I mean, we're all kind of gay, I think, on pooping because pooping feels great. There's when you get those really girthy fucking boys sliding on your butthole, dude.
Because it just presses up against your prostate the entire time.
Anything
it's coming out.
And it feels leaving your good, body like, oh, feels good. You feels sneeze.
Great.
Feels good.
Which you is a microorganism.
Feels good.
Organism.
Fart.
You fart, you shit, you piss, you cum.
You vomit.
You vomit.
Dude, vomiting. Oh, so fun.
The getting up to vomiting sucks.
Yeah.
But when it's coming out.
Oh, you feel so
good. The relief.
Oh, you're on cloud niner.
Probably even spitting. You spit. You're like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Everything, for some reason, leaving the body feels great.
So dying probably feels pretty chill.
Dude, I guarantee you dying feels great.
I mean, yeah, it's the same thing with vomiting. Everything sucks leaning up to it, and then you fucking finally are done, and you're like,
man, that's a fucked up concept.
Fucking finally, that flesh fucking...
That get rid of that fucking flesh shell.
Flesh pod is fucking over with.
Dude, I gotta get you guys to listen to Red Web. There's something about that, and it's so fucking... It's these like scientific spiritualists. Okay. Very smart scientific people that believe in spirit itself and how like the flesh that we're in right now is just a spirit, like your spirit needs to come in the flesh body to learn more in some sort of way. And then when you die, you go back to being this, learning something, and you can be constantly doing that till you get to what you need for enlightenment type of thing.
Okay.
And these scientists were like researching that, and it's happened multiple times. It's somewhere, I think in Brazil or something. Some in a Southern American type of country where they go on this hill, and it's the lead mask thing where they have these like lead masks. They take this like some sort of pill thing or something. And it's a whole fucking thing where they are dealing with this like machinery they invented and everything, and it caused a big boom. And it's a whole, I don't know, but they end up dying. And there's a lot more if you actually listen to it where it's pretty crazy, fuck? But they like, it's crazy that someone is high up so much in like a scientific field with so much knowledge is part of this like underground cult ritual type thing where you're trying to figure out, like, they believe in that they're just, you know, leaving their spirits behind or leaving their bodies behind. It's just a vehicle to enlighten yourself more in some aspect of something you need. And then you, when you die, you go back and you keep doing that until you're fully, you got what you needed type of thing. It's crazy.
And then where you go once you're fully enlightened?
It's a full fucking other place. I don't even fucking know.
Whole another planet? Whole another planet of existence? Oh,
it's a planet or just a plane of existence. Dimension. I think that's what they talk about. It's crazy to me though. It's
parallel,
like,
parallel universe.
It blows my mind because these people are literally are smart enough to invent things to help them do what they need to do. But it's so secretive, no one knows what's really going on.
Yeah.
Dwam.
It's crazy to me. I love fucking... just people's minds and where'd they go with it. I want to meet these people, but they're dead.
But they're dead.
Well,
deceased.
We'll be there soon. We'll see him.
Well, and the crazy thing about that story
is
like,
what have you been doing since you've been dead?
Like the government of that area, some lady like saw some things happening during it and they brought her in to talk to her about it. They will not release what she said or anything like that. And they won't bring it up to anybody. She's not allowed to talk about it or anything like that.
It's that Area 51 shit. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No shit. Jesus. Fuck.
That's why I like that podcast, because it's like all that fucking, it's like newer age unsolved mysteries type of thing. But it's not like Jimmy went missing. It's like, hey, by the way, these people used this internet page. They went into the coding of it and made a chat forum to hire assassins, like shit like that. Like, damn. It's the craziest of conspiracies out there type of shit. And like they did one on the Draugr Pass, those Russian people that went missing on that hiking, or like, you know what I'm talking about? They had like 9 or 10 Russian people. There's a bunch of movies based off it where like they went on this like exploration.
Yeah, I think I know you're talking about.
No one can explain how they died or why they died and everything.
It's still a mystery now or something, isn't it?
They go into that quite a bit. Fucking insane.
Damn.
And then they had one about the guy that the guy that claimed that he's from the future and stuff. And that one's just funny. It's just stupid. I'm from the future. I used a bunch of fancy physics terms to make it seem like I made a time machine. By the way, all these things that I told you are going to happen didn't happen at all in the time frame it was supposed to happen. But some things are happening now, like in this day and age today, that could have been related to what he was saying. But it's such a general, broad thing that he said that fucking it's so stupid. The guy wrote a book about it. Like, it's dumb. It was funny as hell listening to what some people try to go through.
Probably still made a fat chunk of change.
I was
just going to say, you probably made some fucking cheddar on that one, though.
Well,
some cheddar. Oh, damn, dude.
I mean, I got to cut like the first 10 minutes of this off anyways. But
that's a good point. Let's fucking go.
But yeah.
110.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Enjoy this last, I don't know when you listen to this, but enjoy to when we're recording it, the last beautiful day before all hell breaks loose in the winter.
Don't say that.
It's going to get cold.
I know. Tundra. I'm trying to deny
Long
it.
Long Johns will be coming back out. The bibs will be on.
Good thing I bought some new wool socks, baby.
Yeah, you and your fucking wool socks.
I wear them so much I put holes through them. I had to buy some new pairs.
We're not going to tell you to smash that bell or subscribe or nothing. We're just going to tell you to smash that P spot over and over.
But we wouldn't be opposed to you, you know? liking
or subscribing.
The cool thing to do is to like listen to us, and the anti-establishment thing to do, like, you know, rock on rebellion, is to like listen to us. So even if you don't like us, tell someone you hate to listen to us, because then, you know, you're getting at them real good.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
You know, yeah, I mean? But if you like us, then like tell someone you love
them
to listen
by
to
making
us.
Them listen to us.
Or just don't, you know, do whatever the fuck you want. Because honestly, like, we're going to do this even if you don't listen to us, because, you know.
Yeah, and that one guy in Singapore that listens, dude,
yo,
thanks.
Shout out to you.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
And the one guy in Ireland, thanks.
No, Ireland's got like 1%. So it's like three guys.
Dude.
Five guys.
Shout out to the big old Ireland, dude.
Yeah, dude.
L'chaim.
Shout out to Turkey, L'chaim. Germany, Singapore.
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Yeah.
Germany.
United Kingdom.
United Kingdom. And
that's it for now.
Yeah, start calling us Mr. Worldwide. We're taking over.
We the best podcast.
All right, you beautiful fucking fuckers.
Go suck each other off. I love you.